Welcome to episode 294 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com, and make sure you rate the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find us. Today we continue our 300th episode celebration by linking Mr. Rogers to Titus Andronicus. Fred Rogers was a darling of children's TV for decades. I certainly remember waiting patiently, or impatiently, for his show to come on when I was a kid. As we discovered in episode 128 of the Daily Brainwave, Mr. Rogers never actually served in the military, nor did he have tattoos all up and down his arms as is often rumored. But he did have a neighborhood of make-believe. As part of his classic show, he would visit the fantastic inhabitants of the neighborhood of make-believe, including my personal favorite character, Daniel Striped Tiger, who lived in the grandfather clock. Now, as much as I would personally like to have a tiger as a pet in real life, I certainly wouldn't actually do it, for some of the reasons detailed back in episode 88, where we talked all about tigers. One particularly beautiful and majestic species of tiger is the white tiger, a very rare animal born without proper pigmentation. White tigers are almost all members of the Bengal tiger tree of felines, which hail from the Bengali region of India and Bangladesh. Today, the Bengal people are split between the two countries, but once upon a time they were united as part of the Gupta Empire, which ruled much of the northern Indus Peninsula in the 4th to 6th century AD. One of the most famous artistes of the Gupta Empire was Kalidasa, who wrote a number of plays and poems in Sanskrit. Despite his non-European descent, he was still admired by many in Europe for his epic works, including Johann Goethe, author famously of the play Faust, where a man sells his soul to Satan to gain earthly pleasure. Goethe was selected by Ralph Waldo Emerson as one of the six great men in the history of human society, alongside with William Shakespeare, author of Titus Andronicus. Thanks for tuning into episode 294 of the Daily Brainwave. If you like what you heard, please rate the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you found us. Share the Daily Brainwave with your friends. And contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And make sure you tune in tomorrow when we link up a sagacious Native American chief with a less sagacious beauty pageant.